Naomai Hokimai. Welcome back to the Kakapod, as we can finally divulge the official names of all our baby birds, before giving you all the final facts and figures and awards for the 2022 breeding season. In a kakapo's life, there are several important milestones. They're laid, they hatch, they fledge, and at 150 days of age, they are officially counted as part of the flock. But it's when they reach their first birthday that their name is bestowed upon them. But why are names so important? Names help us make sense of and describe the world around us. They are a means for us to identify ourselves and others. They belong to us and our identity. And for kakapo, that makes them that extra bit special. For every bird, just like you and I, have their own individual name. Hundreds of years ago, kakapo were once kept as pets, but the first kakapo in modern times to receive a name was Richard Henry, after he was discovered high up in the Fiordland Ranges in the 1970s. He was named by conservationist Don Merton, and his namesake, Richard Henry, the human, was a conservation pioneer. He famously and painstakingly captured and rode 572 kiwi and kakapo to safety on a remote island near Resolution Island, only to endure the discovery 6 years later that a weasel had made its way over, decimating the population. However, his ingenuity did not die in vain like those unfortunate birds and is still in use in conservation work today, from island sanctuaries to using muzzled tracking dogs. Richard Henry, the bird, became a well-travelled kakapo indeed, from Maud Island to Te Kākehu, and finally settling into Whenuaho, where he bred with Rakiura's Flossie. The importance of this event and the chicks they produced cannot be understated, as his uniquely rare Fiordland genes mixed with those of the Rakiura population, providing essential diversity critical to the ongoing survival of the species. Richard Henry's birthday was unknown, however he could have been at least 80 years old when he passed away, leaving us a magnificent gift that continues to be passed on to this day. Kakapo names vary, but many carry Māori names to reflect tangata whenua and native flora and fauna. While others are named for conservationists who work tirelessly to save them, or some of the individual birds' distinct personality traits. Though not every name is so easily explained. Hey, gumboots. But with the help of the kakapo recovery team and in the order they were hatched, here are the names of the graduating class of 2022. Hatching January 31st, please welcome Matamua. Formerly Pearl A1, Matamua hatched on Whenuaho and is the son of Pearl and Boss. He was the first chick of the season and his name means firstborn or oldest child. Close behind on February 2nd was Matamua's brother, Mokanui, formerly Pearl A2. He was nicknamed Mokanui at a very early age because of his prehistoric behaviour. His name stuck and literally means dinosaur. He spent time as a chick being hand-reared at the Wildlife Hospital in Dunedin, but is now living his best life out on Pukenui. On February 4th, Tikingi and Waikawa's first chick hatched on Pukenui and is now known simply as Kawa. He was named by the Awarua Runanga of Naitahu. His name means protocol or process and acknowledges the importance of the cultural protocols of Naitahu and the developing protocols of kakapo management as they change over time. Three chicks hatched on Waitangi Day. Please welcome Moana, Wai, and Olive. Moana, or Pearl A3, unlike her brothers, hatched on Pukenui under foster mum Hauteru alongside nestmate Marion A1, and is the daughter of Pearl and Boss. Her name means ocean, in recognition of the voyage she undertook as an egg from Whenuaho to her new home on Pukenui. Wai, meaning water, hatched on Pukenui, and formerly being Waikawa A2, is the brother of Kawa. He was also named by the Awarua Runanga of Naitahu to reflect Waikawa's nesting in a tree next to a stream. The sound of the flowing water was a distinct background noise when the team paid visits to check on the nest. Hini Taumai A1 hatched on Pukenui and is the daughter of Hini Taumai and Tamaho. Given her plumage, she is now known as Olive. Research has recently identified the gene that codes for plumage coloration in kakapo. There are two main colors on the kakapo rainbow, green and olive. Is the potential for the fabled yellow kakapo hidden away in the gene somewhere too? Better to ask your local scientist. February 7 and Takingi's proving his mettle, this time mating with Marion to produce Ahu, the first chick of the 2022 breeding season with Fiordland DNA. Hatching on Pukenui, this girl's name means to tend, foster and nurture, due to her habit of preening other chicks and taking them under her wing during her time at the Wildlife Hospital in Dunedin. There's a good chance she'll be a good mum herself one day and continue to pass on that precious DNA. Now for more Fiordland progeny. Marion A2 is now known as Cascade. And spoiler alert, there are 12 of them. Brother to Ahu and sharing the same parents, Cascade is named for the streams near his nest, while Cascade Cove is a local landmark found just south of Pukenui. Now, two chicks hatched on the 10th of February, Matilda and Luna. Matilda was Marion A3 and joins her brother and sister in hatching on Pukenui and carrying Fiordland DNA. In fact, she is named after Lake Matilda in Fiordland. She has an adventurous spirit and surprised the team by leaving the nest much sooner than expected. Luna was Stella A1, hatched on Pukenui, and is the daughter of Stella and Horton. That's right, not Takingi for once. Luna has continued the family tradition of being named after celestial bodies. Her name is the Latin word for moon, whilst her mother is named after the Latin word for star. On February 11th, the kakapo whānau was joined by Pakiki and Tukiraki Paua. Pakiki, formerly Toitiiti A1, is the daughter of Toitiiti and Basil and hatched on Pukenui. Her name means inquisitive and was suggested by Meridian Energy employee Manish Mala and voted on by the public. Pakiki was given the name because she was a curious chick, often popping her head out of the nest to observe the rangers when they visited to undertake routine monitoring. Tuteraki Paua was Wā A1, also hatched on Pukenui, and is the son of Wā and Ariki. He was named by the Waihopai Runanga of Naitahu after an ancestor of prominent Komatua, Michael Skerritt. Tuteraki Paua was the son of his great, great, great grandparents, Pukeni and Heni Taumai. Two larger-than-life personalities were born on Pukenui on February 12th. Phantom, previously Aparima A1, is the son of Aparima and Basil. He had a challenging start to life, suffering a beak injury on his hatch day that was unfortunately caused by his foster mum. He was nursed back to health by the team at the Wildlife Hospital in Dunedin. His injury caused his beak to grow into his distinctive appearance, but hasn't stopped him from living life to the full out in the wild. Onga Onga, previously Wā A2, is the daughter of Wā and Ariki. She's got an innocent face, but don't be fooled. She is named after New Zealand's native stinging nettle, due to her prickly personality and tendency to bite rangers at any opportunity. And finally, with much aroha, we introduce Norm, who hatched on February 14th. Norm, or Evohi A1, is named in memory of Norm MacDonald, who sadly passed away in late 2022. Norm was a dedicated conservationist who has left behind a lasting legacy. Deer control was a core focus of his work, particularly at sites like Pukenui and Resolution Island. This work has been critical to ensuring kakapo have safe places where they can thrive. Norm is the son of Evohi and Manu, and hatched on Pukenui, but is made particularly special for overcoming months of long toil with aspergillosis. And that's your first 15, running out onto the park, silver fern on their chests, making mums and dads proud. Smashing the Aussies is all that matters. Pukenui, way out in front on the leaderboard, sporting most of the early birds, but Whenua Ho gets bragging rights for the firstborn, and there are many, many more birds to come. We'd like to thank the entire kakapo recovery team. Every fact you've heard here today was lifted from their social media, where you can find more detailed information and photographs of each and every bird. We know you want to find out which birds are what colour. This episode was written and recorded by Jez Brown and edited by Kate Harrison. Our music comes courtesy of Cricket Farm, and please do follow the Kakapo Recovery Team across social media and support New Zealand's conservation efforts if you can. Stay tuned for more names to come. See you soon, bird lovers. Mate wa.